Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're so grateful to be on the line again. We're so grateful to have Prophet Norman here again. It's been a minute since he's been on the line, but we are so grateful for him taking the time out to be on this show, and we are excited about what the Lord has to say tonight, and we want to be prepared, yeah, as people begin to come on the line. We're just grateful, and we're going to go into prayer, and maybe by then some of the people will be on the line, and I will be muting the people that are coming on the line. So, Father, we are just so grateful today. It's in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. We're grateful, Lord, that you're not only our Savior. You didn't only save us, but, Lord, you are Lord over every area of our life. And we just want to be thankful and grateful for you choosing us, for we did not choose you, but we're grateful that you chose us. We're so grateful, Lord God, that you are still releasing the words unto the prophets. You say nothing will happen except you reveal it to the prophets first. So we're so grateful, Lord God, that the prophets are here in the land, Lord God, true prophets of God that loves you, Lord God, and loves what you have given us and the assignment that you have given us for your people in this hour. We're so grateful, Lord God, for what is taking place now, and we just want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Prophet, I pray that I have the recording on, because I'm used to doing this, but I pray that the recording is on. Could you hear me, Prophet?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
So I pray that I have the recording going on. So we're going to just allow you to go forth and do what it is that God has called you to do for this show. And we're excited about the word that the Lord is going to release and drop into our spirit tonight. So you are at liberty to go, and I'm going to go on mute right quick.
Okay. Thank you, Apostle Jeanette, for the prayer. Thank you again for inviting me. I want to give honor to God first and foremost, you know, for the opportunity that he has given me, the opportunity to be able to speak his word. I also want to give a big shout-out and a big thanks to my covering, my apostle, Apostle Ann L. Hartman of Faith Worship Center, River of Life, and Ann Hartman Ministries. Excuse me. People of God, one thing about me is I don't waste a lot of time getting into the word. God give me something. He's been talking to me for the last month specifically about man's false identity of the church. And I want everybody to catch that, because the church can never be false. But man's identity, the way man portrays it, has been false. Some of us people of God will get pulled out of a mindset by this revelation tonight. And some of us will choose to stay in bondage of a label instead of stepping into the kingdom. Listen, people of God, God declares he will do nothing unless he reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophets, Amos 3:7. The type of prophets, apostolic prophets, who are like the tribe of Issachar, knowing the seasons and times when God's plans, because he told them, are to be implemented. That's 1 Chronicles 12:32, talks about the anointing of the sons of Issachar. We want to go ahead and move along, people of God. Like I said, I don't want to keep you on the line long. Grab pen and paper if you don't already have it, because one thing about me, we're going to use the word. We're going to read the Bible. We're going to read the Bible, people of God, and we're going to get some word. So let's move quickly to Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, and we're going to look at verse 26. Verse 26, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called, note that, people of God, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Believers were called, given this name by God, Christ, or Holy Spirit. I'm going to repeat, not given this name by God, Christ, or Holy Spirit. Believers were given this name because they worshipped Christ, the Messiah. The historian Josephus called them the tribe of Christians. Tacitus, the Roman historian, referred to them as Christians, a name derived from Christ. Originally, people of God, the church called themselves the Way. Originally, the church called themselves the Way, but later, they, meaning us, because God doesn't separate us, people of God, we're one body, begin to refer to ourselves because we're doing it now as Christians, despite the fact that the name came from people in Antioch who originally were ridiculing and mocking us by this name. So what did I do? I looked up the word false. I looked up the word false, and the definition for the word false is not according with truth or fact, appearing to be the thing denoted, appearing to be the thing denoted, but not necessarily that thing. Deliberately made to deceive. Deliberately made to deceive. That's false. Identity, the state or fact, but not truth, of remaining the same one or ones as under varying aspects or conditions. The church, people of God, has accepted some aspects and conditions that were not of God. I'm going to repeat that. The church, people of God, has accepted some aspects and conditions that were not of God. Yes, we have. As we move on, people of God, as we move on in church history, Satan, yes, I said Satan, used Constantine to establish us as a religion. Now, you can argue that all day, but I won't, that Constantine's conversion was real. Yes, he gave us certain rights to have our secluded and confined places of worship, but understand this, people of God, Satan still controlled the Roman Empire and that pagan system. The enemy was watching us, people of God. He knew what happened. He knew what happened with the Israelites when they were in captivity in Egypt. He saw how they grew out of affliction, so he wanted to contain the people of God. So he caused Constantine to establish us as a religion. Yes, Satan used Constantine to establish us as a religion. Like I said before, you can argue all day back and forth theologically or however about his conversion. That's not my point. Containment is control, people of God. And that's what Satan was doing. We've seen this happen, people of God, in America, people of God, to our Native American brothers and sisters. Give them a piece of land and contain them. Yes, I've even heard people say, well, God used him, talking about Constantine, to establish Christianity. But how could God use somebody to establish something he has never been a part of? Okay, people of God, he used Cyrus and Nebuchadnezzar to help his people, but not to establish his truths, people of God. A truth can never be established on a lie. I'm going to say that again. A truth cannot be established on a lie, people of God. Let's look, people of God. Let's look at how God establishes his truths. Let's move to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. We're going to see how God establishes his truths. I told you, people of God, I read the Bible. We're going to read the Bible. Ephesians 2. Let's look at verse 20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Let's read that again, people of God. Let's see how God establishes things. Having been built again on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. That's how God establishes things, people of God. Yes. Yes. Let's look at also Ephesians 3 and 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now, tonight, being revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. God is revealing some things to us tonight, people of God. From Abraham to Paul, from prophet Abraham to apostle Paul, God has used men and women of God to establish his foundation. God would never establish his foundation on a pagan system, by a pagan government, by a pagan leader, by a pagan emperor. No. We were given that name, Christian. people of God, we have to get out of religion. We got to get out of religion in this day and age. A religion is simply a system of beliefs. And every denomination, but I'm going to say it again, every denomination has their own beliefs, just like every other religion, the Muslims, the Buddhists, Hinduism, Scientology, Catholic Church, etc. People of God, this is why we're so divided in the body of Christ. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians. We're going to read the word, people of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Write these scriptures down, people of God, because the Holy Spirit, he's going to continue. He's going to continue to speak to you and to bring more revelation to you after we get off this phone. That's why it's so important to write these scriptures down. People of God, this is why we're divided. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal. There's a lot of things Christ wants to say to his church, but he can't even say it to us because we're operating in carnality. We're operating in religion. As to babes in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. Most of the church is still drinking milk, people of God. For until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able. See, we're not really ready for this revelation, but God's going to give it to us tonight, people of God. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, body of Christ, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, or I'm a Methodist, and another, I am of Apollos, or I'm a Baptist, are you not carnal? Yes, that's carnality, people of God. That's religion. Yes, it's religion. That's why Satan established us as a religion, because he knew religion would be, he knew religion would cause division. He wanted to contain us, people of God. Yes, listen, people of God. Listen. We're the ecclesia. Yeah, we're the ecclesia. Bible students, you know what I'm talking about. We're the called out ones. We're called to be separate, not to be categorized like every other religion. Yes, the church is the ecclesia. We're called out. We're called to be separate, not to be categorized like every other religion. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to get the word of God, people, the word. Because at the end of the day, Revelation got to lay its head in Scripture. All this pseudo-psycho-spiritual stuff people coming up with, if it don't lay its head in the word, don't pay no attention to it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, peculiar people, separated people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness. Religion is darkness, people of God. Into his marvelous light, but God is calling us, people of God, into his light tonight. He's calling us into his light tonight, people of God, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Yes, people of God, this message is grace. It's grace, people of God, because we've been operating wrong. Yeah. Let's see who we are tonight, people. Now let's go to Exodus. That's New Testament. Let's go to Exodus. Exodus 19. The Bible, good, people of God. The Bible is the truth. God sent me tonight, people of God, to tear down that spirit of religion that's existing in our minds. Yes. 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice, hear this revelation, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth, a special people. That's peculiar people. Old Testament, New Testament. New Testament, Old Testament. See, people of God, this is a theme. This is a theme that we were called out. It's a theme throughout the Bible. Let's read it again. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, fall and rest and relax in this revelation tonight. Then you shall be a special treasure, a peculiar people to me above all people, for all of the earth is mine. Listen, people of God, and you shall be to me a kingdom. That's what I come to talk about tonight, people of God. Not a religion, but the kingdom, kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Yes, these are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. These are the words that you shall speak to the church. That's what God told me to say. These are the words you shall speak to the church. Hallelujah, people of God. That got me excited right there. People of God, this is the message of Jesus. This is the message of Jesus. He never came to establish Christianity or religion. They were having religion in the synagogue when Christ came on the scene, people of God. Yeah, they were having religion in the synagogues when he came on the scene, people of God. Yes, he came preaching and teaching kingdom. There's no division in a kingdom, people of God. Everybody adheres to the laws of the king. Christianity was and is how pagan man identified and mocked us, and we accepted it. Yeah. Yep. Christianity was and is how man, pagan men, identified and mocked us, and we accepted it. Let's look, people of God, at Jesus' proclamation. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. We're going to look at the proclamation of Jesus. We're going to see what the master say about it. Verse 17, from that time, tonight, people of God, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, turn from the way you previously thought, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, people of God, this revelation is in reach tonight. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. Change your way of thinking and doing things, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes. Yes. Yeah. This thing in Acts 11 and 26 about Antioch, and we were called Christians. We were first called Christians at Antioch. Some of us on the line already knew this. But there's a difference, people of God, in knowing something and getting the revelation of it. I'm going to say that again. There's a difference in knowing something and getting the revelation of it. Because when you get the revelation, you got the power. You got the anointing. What I am saying and releasing tonight has power. The anointing is on this message to change the way you think, to change the trajectory of the way you've been existing, people of God. Yes. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Matthew 16, let's look at verse 20. Then he commanded his disciples, he being Jesus, that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. See, he told people of God, he told the disciples, he told them that he was the Christ. Just like a lot of us knew, that knew about the scripture in Acts 11, 26, knew we were first called by the pagans in Antioch. We knew that. But guess what? Let's look at verse 16. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, Peter got the revelation. The disciples knew because Jesus told them. He told them that he was the Christ. See, a lot of us knew about that, but we hadn't gotten the revelation. God gave me a revelation of this, people of God. Yes. Yes. Revelation comes from God, people of God. Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. What am I saying? I'm saying, people of God, God sent me tonight with this message first to Romans 12 and to you. Let's go there. People of God, write these scriptures down because these scriptures are going to shift you into a whole new dimension. Listen to what I say, people of God. I said dimension, not level. We're in the kingdom now, people of God. Y'all got to come with me. We're going into the kingdom. Yeah, this ain't churchology. No, 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 no. We're going into the kingdom, Romans 12. This is what this message is designed to do. Hallelujah. Romans 12. I beseech you, let's look at one. We're going to read 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to your old way of thinking, but be transformed, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's why so many of us are out of the will of God. That's why. Because our mind's not renewed. Yeah, we're not understanding kingdom. We're not understanding the kingdom concept. Yes. So you got to change your thinking tonight, people of God. God came to renew your mind and also to empower that mind. There's an anointing on this message, people of God, to shift your thinking to the kingdom. Yes, we have to see ourselves, people of God. We have to see ourselves from a different place. We have to see ourselves from a different place, people of God. And we got to stop just quoting. We're seated with him, but operating in religion. You know the scripture we all love to quote? We're seated with Christ in heavenly places, but operating in religion. All of us do it. We all do it. Quoting, but wonder why we ain't getting no manifestation. Listen, people of God, manifestation is in the kingdom. Those miracles that you've been declaring and decreeing about, it's in the kingdom. It's not in religion. It's not in Christianity. It's in the kingdom, people of God. Jesus came to reestablish what God spoke in Genesis 1:28. Yeah. The biblical mandate, the kingdom mandate of Genesis 1:28 is what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 4:17 when he said, repent, change your thinking, because the kingdom of God is at hand. He's going back to the original statement, people of God, to subdue and to have dominion, not have church. Again, they were doing that, people of God, in the synagogues. They were doing it. People of God, this is why a lot of us can't get the kingdom concept. We don't understand who we are. We just somebody's church member. Yeah, that's how we view ourselves. Oh, I'm just somebody's church member. Let me show you who you are, people of God. Go to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Yes, Philippians. The letter Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. Let's look at verse 20. Here you go. For our citizenship is in heaven. That's the kingdom, people of God, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is what I want us to see, people of God, for our citizenship. You're not a member of anybody's church, people of God. You're a citizen of a kingdom. Yes, you're not a church member. You're not a Christian. Yeah, you're a citizen of the kingdom of God. Let's go back to Ephesians. Yes, the word works, people of God. Let's look in Ephesians. Yeah. It's not gonna take long tonight, people of God. I'm gonna give you this word and I'm gonna move on. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners. Listen, people of God, Christianity is a foreigner to God. That religious stuff is foreign to God. That's why we have no real access. That's why we don't see the miracles of the first century saints. That's why. Yeah. Now, therefore, you are no longer, nobody on this line tonight should see themselves from a religious or a Christian posture after this word. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens, fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. That's kingdom, people of God. Again, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. God sent you a prophet tonight, people of God. He sent you a true prophet with an apostolic anointing. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. In whom, verse 22, in whom you also, everybody on this line, are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. That dwelling place is in the kingdom, people of God. We heard Jesus say it in Matthew, in John 14. He said, in my house are many mansions. Yes, people of God. He was talking about places in the kingdom, people of God. Yes, he was talking about dimensions in the kingdom. Let not your heart be troubled, for in my Father's house are many mansions. Yes, many dimensions. This is the kingdom, people of God. God wants sons, people of God. He wants sons, people of God, who are citizens of his kingdom, not religious people, not Christians. God wants sons, people of God. The whole earth. See, we know all the scriptures. The whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. But those sons are kingdom-minded people of God. They exist out of the kingdom. They don't exist as somebody's church member. Yeah. Yeah. God wants sons, people of God, who are citizens of his kingdom, not religious people. He wants relationship, not religion, people of God. Yes. He wants relationship, not religion, people of God. Listen, people of God. Listen. If you're a part of a denomination, don't let this offend you, because that's not what I came to do. Don't leave your denomination unless God says so. But I'm going to say this, because God is raising up at this present time apostolic pastors and leaders in denominations who were sent to break those iron bars that's been holding the body back. I'm going to say that again. God is raising up pastors and leaders in denominations who were sent to break the iron bars of denominationalism. Yes. Okay. I'm going to tell you how I know that's true. Last weekend at a men's gathering, God had me to speak to two seasoned pastors. One was a Methodist pastor and the other was a Baptist pastor, about the apostolic calling that was on their lives. Yeah, to shift things in their denominations. And the prophetic word God gave me agreed with both of their spirit. Yeah. He spoke to me Saturday about a pastor right here in my city that he wants me to go and talk to, that there's an apostolic anointing on his life. Yes, the iron bars of religion and denominationalism are coming down, people of God. God sends Shamar prophets to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, so the apostles can come in and build and plant solid foundations. Yes, that's been keeping us, people of God, from being unified in the body. Yes. I'm not even saying don't call yourself a Christian anymore. I'm not saying that. That's your choice. I'm not saying that. But I am saying, people of God, you got to see yourself from a different posture. You got to see yourself as a citizen of a kingdom. You got to. Yeah, Christianity, religion, it been a yoke around the people of God's neck. Yes, it been a yoke around our neck. We just like the little boxes you check when they ask you what your ethnicity is. You know, we just another box. Yeah, Christianity, another box. It's another box with the Muslims, the Buddhists, and everybody else. We just checked off as another box. Yeah, when we're called to be separate. That's what the words say, people of God. The words say we're called to be separate. Yeah, we're the church, we're the ecclesia. The people of God are supposed to exist out of the kingdom of God. Hear me by the Spirit now on this, people of God. Let's go to Mark. This is what religion and tradition does, people of God. Let's go to Mark. Mark chapter 7, the book of Mark chapter 7. I told you, people of God, the word is what I do. The word is what I do. You can't go wrong with the word. Yeah, you can't go wrong with the word of God. 7 and 13. Making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, man's tradition, pagan man tradition that was put on us, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. We continue to do it. Hear me by the Spirit, people of God. Religion is the only thing more powerful than the word of God. Hear me by the Spirit, people of God. Religion is the only thing more powerful than the word of God. Look at Scripture. It says religion and tradition, which is a stubborn spirit, makes the word of God of no effect. This is how it makes the word of God of no effect. This is why it's stronger than, this is how it gets stronger than the word. Stronger than the word, excuse me, the spirit cannot flow. That's why. That's what he's saying. Making the word of God of no effect through your tradition and through your religion. The spirit of God can't flow. Listen, people of God, the spirit, he can only line up and flow and bring supernatural manifestation to truth. He can only bring manifestation to truth, people of God. So religion stifles the word. It makes the word of God of no effect. It makes it powerless. Yeah. Yes. The Bible says the deep things of God, the creative, life-giving signs, miracles, and wonders Jesus promised us in John 14 and 12 can't happen while man is operating in falsehood, people of God. Yeah. It can't happen. Everything you've been praying, declaring, and decreeing, it cannot happen while man is operating in falsehood. That's a revelation right there for somebody. Grab that. Yeah, we want to see John 14:12. Listen, people of God, the Lazarus will get up. They will. And I'm literally talking about raising dead people. But we have to enter that dimension. We can't enter that dimension in religion. Yeah. Operating out of falsehood. Yes. Let's prove that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. We're going to prove that, people of God. 2 Corinthians. Yes, people of God, tradition. Tradition and religion then became more powerful than the word of God. Now, we know it's not really more powerful than the word of God, but it stifles the word of God. It stifles it. Because, again, people of God, the word of God can't flow. The spirit can't flow. He cannot line up with, he can't line up with a lie. He just can't. We must worship God in spirit and in truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we're going to prove this. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't want to use that. We're gonna move from there, people of God. We're gonna move from there. But let me say this. Let me say this. We can do nothing, people of God. We can do nothing against the truth, but we can only do something for the truth. That's what I want to say. Yes, people of God. Yes, people of God. We can do nothing against the truth, only for the truth. And we got to understand that, people of God. We can do nothing against the truth. We can only do something for the truth. What am I saying? We have to flow with the Spirit of God, people. And the Spirit of God is existing. There's a fresh wind blowing through the church right now, people of God. There is a fresh wind blowing through the church, people of God. And inside that wind is the voice of God. We saw this in the book of Joel. God spoke to the young man, Jesus, God spoke to him through the whirlwind. Yeah, Elihu, that's his name, the young man, the one that spoke wisdom to Job, that spoke the word of God to Job. Yes, God spoke to him out of the whirlwind. What am I saying? The voice of God is in this whirlwind, is in this fresh wind that's blowing through the church. Yes, the voice of God is in this fresh wind, people of God. This fresh wind, people of God, is supposed to take us into the kingdom. That's what God is saying. It's supposed to take us into the kingdom. and get us out of religion, people of God. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. That's where I want to go. Let's go here. Because I want us to see something. Let's look at chapter 12. Let's look at verse 7. And lest, write this down, people of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted, lest the church, the people of God, be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. We can't even get the revelations, people of God. The things that Christ really want to say to us. Because he wants the revelation 4:1. He wants us to come up hither. He wants us to receive more of his mind. A thorn, the Bible says, a thorn in the flesh was given to us. It was given to us, the church, a messenger of Satan to buffet us. Yes. Yes, you got it, people of God. Religion is the thorn in the flesh of the church. Yes. Religion and tradition and Christianity is the thorn in the flesh of the church. It's the thorn in the church. And we all know thorns. If you ever had a thorn inside of you, you know it's hard to get out. But God sent me to pull it out tonight, people of God. Yes. Yes. This is why we can't unify. Yes. Religion, tradition, Christianity, that's the thorn in the side of the church. That's the thorn inside of us, people of God. Let's look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, a whole lot of word. Whole lot of word. The Bible will speak all on its own, people of God. It don't need us. I'm just standing here facilitating, really. Ephesians 4, 13. Ephesians 4, 13. Till we all, see, we got to pull that thorn out. When we pull that thorn out, this is what will happen. We will come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to a perfect body, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unity, people of God. God sent me to attack the spirit of religion and the iron bars, again, of denominationalism. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. This is what God is doing right now, people of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This, people of God, is the measure that Satan didn't want us, the church, to be exalted above. Somebody grab that, people of God. This is what God is doing right now in his church. This is what this fresh wind is designed to do. To build the church into the perfect man, the perfect body, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. This, people of God, is the measure that Satan never wanted us, the church, to be exalted above. Please grab that revelation, people of God. Yes. I'm going to say that one more time. This is what God is doing right now, people of God. He's building his kingdom. He's building his body to a perfect man, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's why we can't get the miracles we've been praying for. Because those miracles come out of the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. People of God, again, is the measure Satan did not want the church to know. Because he know once we get this revelation, we're going to be exalted above anything he's trying to do. Yes, it's a new day in the church, people of God. It's a new day. There's a forerunner's anointing on this message. God sent me to announce a trajectory of change in the church tonight, people of God. Yes, he sent me as a forerunner. Anointed with this message, God sent me to announce that the trajectory of the church is changing tonight, people of God. Yes, it done changed. Either you coming or you gonna stay. Either you coming or you gonna stay. That word up. A flight or path that a moving object, the church, people of God, I just told you, is on the move tonight, people of God. Following through a space as a function in time. This wind that the church is riding and is moving on, people of God, It's moving us quickly to Christ's return and messianic dispensation and the kingdom. That's what it's designed to do, people of God. Yes, but at first, listen to this, people of God. Listen to this. This wind that the church is riding right now, is moving us quickly to Christ's return and his messianic dispensation and the kingdom. Yes, we're going to reign, people of God. We're going to reign and we're going to rule. But listen, listen, catch this. But it first has to be established here. Yes, listen at the words of the master, people of God. Listen at the words of the master on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, listen at the words of the master on earth as it is in heaven. And guess what? Don't look for this to come from just the big name preachers. No, no, no. There's a remnant, people of God. There is a remnant, people of God. Go to Matthew chapter 11. We're going to see this. Matthew chapter 11. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11. Yes. We're going to see who God revealing this stuff to. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Lord, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Yes. Yes, people of God. Yes. Yes. Let's read that again. At that time, remember, people of God, all of this, this most of what God is doing right now, it's not coming from your big name preachers. At that time, at this time, this present time in the body of Christ, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise, the so-called know-it-all and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Yes, people of God, nobody teaching this revelation, and nobody teaching this stuff. Yeah, nobody teaching this. If they are, I haven't heard it. Yes, Corinthians. Let's add to that, people of God. Yes, let's understand the whole counsel of the Bible. Throughout Genesis to Revelation, God been talking about his kingdom. Yeah. We allowed the enemy to take us on a tailspin in Christianity, in religion, cause all kind of division in the body. Yeah, the enemy took us on a tailspin. Yeah, Paul said to the church at Galatia, "Who bewitched you? Satan bewitched us, people of God. He did not want us to be exalted." But guess what? No, 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 no. God sending his prophets, people of God, to speak what he's saying in this hour with power, with clarity, with demonstration. Yes, people of God. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world, the foolish things, things that people, the people that God, that people would never have thought would have this revelation of the world to put the shame, to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. All of these big name preachers, all of these big name ministries, all of that, they ain't got this revelation. They ain't preaching this. They ain't talking about what God is really saying. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised. See, people of God, God giving these messages to people coming out of prison, people coming off crack. They the ones going to have this revelation. They the ones who really going to walk in kingdom power. Yes, the despised things God has chosen and the things which are not, the have-nots, to bring to nothing the things that are. Yeah, the things that are. People who are presently established and not really doing the will of God. Because guess what? No flesh, the Bible says, shall glory in his presence. Yes. Yes, people of God. Yes. Yes. God is giving this, God is giving these messages, people of God, to people who are basically unknown in the body of Christ. It's the remnant, people of God. The remnant is coming forth. The remnant is coming forth. God says, people of God, as you embrace this truth, this revelation, He says understanding wisdom and understanding of your particular assignment connected to this revelation will unveil itself. He says open your eyes, my people, and allow this word to fall on good ground. God says he knows this is a hard saying. He says, but tradition and religion and even man's false identity of his church have bound his people long enough. He says today the church of Jesus Christ wakes up. Yes, he says we wake up today like Lazarus and is loose from our grave. God says, arise, church, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you tonight. Then he said to me, therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am opening your graves and causing you to come up from your graves and bringing you into the land of Israel, a new place, people of God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves, open the grave of your mind, I will put my spirit, I will refresh you. I will refresh you, saith the Lord, with my spirit. There's an anointing for it right now, people of God. Receive the fresh filling, and you shall live. You shall be revived, and I will place you in your own land, show you your assignment. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, people of God. Apostle Clary, are you on the line?
I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm done. I said what God told me to say.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Such a refreshing word.
Hallelujah.
We've had in
yes,
and out on the call. We've had people in and out. And even in this hour, some people are still not ready for the word that God is releasing in this time. But we are going to, I am going to try, Pastor Shante, I miss so much because she knows this board in and out, but we're going to try to give everybody an opportunity to have something to say. I'm going to unmute 545-7033, and if you have anything that you would like to say, we will now be at liberty to have something to say. We do know that it's the word of the Lord. The reason that I know it's the word of the Lord is because you use scripture for everything that was said. So even now, we still have people that is not ready to receive what God is saying in this hour, but I'm thankful for the word. So I'm going to unmute 850-545-7033. I think I'm going to do it. Let me try it. Okay. If you have anything that you would like to say, you're at liberty to do it at this moment.
Prophet Quarles, this is Minister Tremaine. I just wanted to say thank you for bringing the word. You hit it on the nail about this religion thing, and one thing I've heard a prominent pastor say, and it's true, that people put their denomination over the Bible, and like you said, we have shown the world a lack of togetherness.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tremaine. I hear the word from God's mouth, and I just release what he tell me to release.
Amen. Thank you, Tremaine. We thank you so much for tuning in as well.
Amen.
Now we have another number. It's just got 1111111. So if you have something to say at this time, you're not. I have you unmuted. And you can come forth with what you have to say. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, we're going to move on. We have 409-443-1567. You are at liberty to have a word if you would like to.
Amen. I just want to thank Prophet Quayle for the word that he sent forth tonight. It was powerful. It's fresh, refreshing, and it's on point. And I thank him for that. And just Godspeed over his life as he continued to speak the word. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate everybody that's coming in to hear what God is saying at this time. Thank you for at least having something to say. We definitely want to know that it has been a blessing to the people that are coming on the line. We now have 850-284-1778. You are unmuted.
Good evening. I just want to say that I enjoyed the last little bit of the word. I dialed in after I got out of Bible study tonight. I follow the prophet on Facebook, and I look forward to his daily posts. But I really want to say tonight that the word that he's releasing now is a fresh word. It's a needed word. It's a strong word, and many won't be able to digest it. But I continue to pray that he will be steadfast in releasing what God is saying because it's needed. The word that he's releasing and the shaking that God is doing in the body of Christ now concerning his church and in the redefining of it is needed. It's needed because there's a generation that is being called up and brought up behind the mountain right now that really, really needs to see what the true demonstration of the church is. Because what we presented in past times is not going to be enough to keep them. But this word that the prophet is releasing and the things that he's releasing on Facebook even daily is such a refreshing truth that is needed in the body of Christ. And I thank God that I have an ear in this season to hear what he's saying through his prophet. And I look forward to seeing what the Lord is going to do.
Amen. Amen. One of the things go ahead, prophet, if you want to respond.
No, ma'am. I just say thank you, and I just ask for the prayers of the people. You know, I fought throughout this month just to be able to release this. The enemy, he doesn't want people to know this. This is something he has kept hidden. You know, since the earliest days of the church. You know how he changed the trajectory of the church. You know, God never. God's never, his intentions was never a religion or Christianity or none of that. That's people, and the sad truth is a lot of people know this. They hadn't gotten the revelation of it, you know, and even as the woman of God, it's a hard pill to swallow, and I know it is,
yeah.
But I pray that they do, because if not, they're going to be on the backside of the mountain. They're going to be left, you know, yeah. I just pray, and I thank God for the positive comments. I thank God for the woman of God. I didn't catch her name. I would love to know who that was.
She's still available. She's not on mute, so she's still available.
Okay, who was that?
My name is Tonya Williams.
Oh, okay. My sister Tonya, how you doing? Yes, ma'am.
I'm fine. Yes,
how are you? Oh, I'm good. But yeah, it's a hard word, you know, but it's the truth.
Amen.
And the Bible. That's one thing about me. And Apostle Jeanette knows that I'm gonna let the word speak for itself. If you want to argue with anybody, argue with the Holy Spirit. He wrote this Bible.
Yeah.
So, that's how I do it. Go ahead, Apostle Jeanette.
One of the things that we have to learn, and this is one of the things, I've been in ministry 28 years, and one of the things that we have not grasped is that, and it goes to the scripture, the arm can't do what the leg do, the leg can't do what the eye do, the eye can't do what the hands do. But we have to learn that there's a different temperament. And so some of the times we can't receive from certain people because of the call that's really on our lives. But in this day and hour with the way evil, the things are so evil in this world, we better learn how to hear the voice of God, learn how to hear when God is speaking. We're so used to being pampered. We're so used to being stroked. But now, you know, the enemy is, he's not playing. He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's taking lives out like anything. So, you know, I'm just praying that the saints of God get before God, get on their face and start fasting and praying so we can begin to hear what God is saying with clarity and the word was just accurate tonight. So we just praying for the body of Christ. I'm just saying, Lord, help the church in this hour. So we thank God for the temperament that God has given you to bring forth the word in this hour because it's a word much needed. In this time, you know, to bring clarity to the people of God or what God is saying. And he's giving direction. He's giving us direction, but because of the temperament of some of us, you know, people can't receive it. But listen, if it's that jackass that he sent on the road, please speak to me so that I know what God is saying and what he's doing in this hour. So Prophet, I would like. I see we have 850-363-1943, and if I'm not mistaken, that should be Pastor Shante Charles.
This is she. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen. I thank God for the word, and I'm just here to say amen and preach, Prophet, and thank God for the word on tonight. And as you already said, we are leaving the grace age and entering into the kingdom age, which is why we see the passing of so many generals in the body of Christ. If we've been, you know, paying attention, they were the ones that really carried the message of grace to the kingdom of God and really introducing living in the freedom of Christ and the principles of the freedom of Christ. And so now we are shifting into the kingdom and the messianic move. And if you want more on that, of course, you can read Hebrews chapter 7. It's really, really laid out in there very well. And it really deals with why we can't stay in what I would call the Levitical priesthood mode, because it clearly tells us that the Levitical priesthood was imperfect. It could not do what Christ's priesthood after the order of Melchizedek can do. And so we are moving into the kingdom age. So actually, the Lord has been speaking that to me all day, and I just kept hearing in the spirit just an alarm going off and just saying the words, wake up, wake up, wake up. So when you were teaching on that tonight about waking, God is waking the people up, I received that word because that is something that the Lord has been speaking to me all day, that he really is opening the eyes of the blind, and he's talking about his body. He's opening us up to that new dimension, as you spoke of tonight, in that new place, to be able to see into the spirit realm what is going down and what is going on. God does not want us to be ignorant, and he does want us to come into the measure of the fullness of the body of Christ. And we can't be that measure by ourselves. We can't be that measure with one church. We can't be that measure with one denomination. It's got to be everybody coming into the unity of the faith. And the unity of the faith is not found in the arguments of religion. Now, I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
The unity of the faith is not found in the arguments of religion. We can argue until, you know, Jesus returns about religion and the tenets of religion and the tenets of man-made tradition. But unity is not going to be found there. Unity is going to be pulled out of the American church by the persecution that is coming. Not the persecution we're going to escape, but the persecution that is coming. We've gotten to a place where, you know, we are that Laodicean church here in America. We are the ones who are wealthy. We act like we have no need of anything, and that God cannot correct the majority of us, and so persecution is coming. These are things that we don't want to hear. We think that it's going to continue to be church as usual. We think it's going to be party as usual. We think it's going to be celebration as usual. But there is a measure of persecution coming, because God knows that that persecution is going to sift all of that religious stuff off of the church, and we are going to come into the unity of the faith, because we're not going to have a choice. It's going to be the unity of faith or death. And so when we realize and recognize waking up, what time of day it is, it's going to force us to come into the unity of the faith.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for those words of wisdom, Pastor Shante, and this has been an awesome show. Everybody, and the ones that don't know. I don't know how to take this and make it. So we thank God, Pastor Shante, can put this back. Evangelist William, you'll be able to hear the whole recording. We'll have the clip on the page, so you will get a chance to hear the whole thing. And we ask that you go and listen back to it. Refer someone else to hear what God is saying in this hour, and having the prophet to release to us the word that he has dropped down, downloaded into him. I am so excited about the rest of this month. Prophet will be here the rest of this month, and we are looking forward to the word. Prophet, if that's been all, I'm going to unmute everybody, so if someone else do have something to say before we turn it over and let Prophet pray, you'll be at liberty to. Everybody is unmuted at the time. Okay. Prophet, you can go ahead and pray us out, and we thank you once again for joining us. Pastor Shante is on vacation, so me and Minister Gallen is handling the recording and the show for this week. So we just thankful. I had another call that I was going to be on, but I did go and reschedule the call after I get off the line. Thank you so much for being on the line tonight, and we're excited about what God is doing in this hour. This is not a time for the Christians. The believers.
Come on now.
This is not a time for the believers to be scared. You know, he let us know that we have nothing to fear concerning what is taking place. But I just advise everybody to get in a place and get in alignment with the word of God, so that when God get ready to do what he's doing, we'll just be ready for place. So you can dismiss us, Prophet.
Okay, okay. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you gave me, Lord God, something to say to your people, Lord God. So I just ask, oh God, that you allow, Lord God, as the people of God open their heart, allow this word to fall on good ground. Good ground, Lord God, that there may be a harvest, Lord God, that they may take this word forth, Lord God, and spread the gospel, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that every religious spirit, Lord God, every spirit contrary to your spirit, Lord God, is bound, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the people of God are protected, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to strengthen them, Lord God, as you open their heart, you open their spirit to receive revelation, Lord God, to enlighten their eyes, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that each family represented on this line is covered in the blood of Jesus. Father, I just speak, Lord God, a blessing, Lord God, over their lives, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that as you bless them, Lord God, and as they receive this word, Lord God, and as they do what you have called them to do, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will provide every need, Lord God, that you will provide, Lord God, and even some desires, Lord God, even some wants, Lord God, things that will not take them away from you, oh God. But I thank you, Lord God, that the kingdom, Lord God, that the believers are rising up, Lord God. I thank you there's a new day, Lord God, in the church. I thank you, Lord God, that there's a new trajectory, Lord God, a trajectory change in the church, Lord God. And I pray for those, Lord God, who struggle and who wrestle with this revelation, Lord God. I ask that you, Lord God, will continue to speak to them, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to let your word, let your Holy Spirit, Lord God, be, Lord God, the truth bearer in their lives, Lord God. I come against, Lord God, every spirit of confusion, Lord God. I pull down, Lord God, every mind-binding spirit, Lord God. Every spirit that come to contend with this word, Lord God, I cast it out right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the woman of God, Lord God, we cover her, Lord God. We cover Apostle Jeanette, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the apostolic work, Lord God, that you have called her to do, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. I cover, Lord God, every evangelist, pastor, teacher, prophet, apostle on the line, Lord God, and every saint, Lord God, because we're all saints, Lord God. I cover all of us in the blood of Jesus, Lord God, and I ask for peaceful rest tonight, Lord God, as you will continue, Lord God, to speak to us, allowing this word to fall on good ground. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We look forward to you being back on the line. Tell someone about the call. We look forward to you next Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, and we say God bless to everybody, and we love you.
All right. God bless, Apostle Ned. See you. God bless you, Pastor Shante.
God bless. Good night.